The following podcast contains adult subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
Even people she knows, and this is episode 166 of Thinking Outside the Long Box.
Our best goes out to Dom. May he not die of diverticulitis.
Yeah, no, it's the worst. Yeah,
for what sure. is it exactly?
It's an awful. Do you get polyps on your intestine? Ooh. And so as food, there's a higher chance. Right? Yeah, we're good. We're recording there too. So as food's passing through, there's a higher chance of that becoming infected. And then, I know this is not exciting. Diverticulosis is the diagnosis of having polyps on your colon. And then diverticulitis is the diagnosis of actually having an infection in your colon from the polyps. So it was one of the worst pains I've ever had in my life. And I've been to the ER 4 times now because of it.
Dude, that sucks, man.
Usually it's an old man thing. It's
so what kind of, describe the pain?
Oh, it's fucking internal. It's kind of like when your pancreas is about to go out. And it's just, but it's on the left side, and I think your pancreas is on the right side. It's fucking appendix. There you go. Not your pancreas.
I was like,
your appendix. There you go. It's just an awful internal pain. It's just bad.
I'm just trying to visualize in case it ever happens.
It's fucking bad, bro. It's awful. The first time Alicia would tell you I was sleeping or something, and she kind of rolled her arm on me, and I fucking woke up just like, ah. It was the worst. Hey, two people.
Well, on that note, Juan is not currently suffering from diverticulitis.
No, we wish Dom a speedy recovery.
For yes. Sure. We would hate for him to not be in.
If you need any shape. Of my colon, bro, you let me know.
He's big. He has a lot of colon.
I'm pretty sure I got extra colon.
And if not, you know a good bunghole cutter. So.
It's true. I can get you some colon.
So this is Tim's seat.
Tim,
there's
Tim.
14 people watching us right now. Yeah.
Did Tim lose some of his colon?
No.
Hey, Neil.
I think they like scraped his asshole or some shit.
Yeah. Oh no! Remember, yeah.
I thought they cut
the
some
abscess.
Of his things.
No, I don't think it was the colon though.
Oh, okay.
That's gross. Why? Watching the stream from the toilet, Tim says.
Awesome. Hi, Tim.
Tim, how many colons do you have now?
So this is. Our listener interaction episode. I have no idea what's going on over there.
For recording's sake, I'm Gabe. This is Tim C.
Oh, yeah.
I'm Doyle.
I'm Juan.
If you're watching live, hi, everybody. Hope you're having a good time.
You are 100% living with your own colon.
So for this recording session, these episodes have been about Gallagher, Gattaca, Galga, Watchmen, and Crisis on Infinite
Crisis
Earth.
On yes, the CW.
So please, if you have any comments about those two things, we'd love to hear about it. Mm-hmm. I have a watch party going on my page, and Juan is watching comments on
same
our
time,
Facebook.
Same Tim, says Ryan Roth.
Nice.
Ryan, hello. Thank you for being a Patreon supporter. I believe I haven't checked lately, but I think you're still a Patreon supporter.
And if you're not... The hell's with you?
Good no, I'm boy, how are you, man?
By ass wiped, hands washed. Let's go, boys.
Also, anything pop culture related,
yes.
We are all about talking about it, so please chat us up.
Yeah.
Like I said, I have a watch party going on my page, so I have this chat going.
Fuck those people.
Not fuck those people. It gets this video extra fucking views.
Those people should just go to our page.
Don't understand how
those people should just go to our page.
What do you mean, those people?
Those people should just go to our page.
Well, you know what?
The people that... really like to watch Black Lightning.
Oh, man.
So, I don't like... I haven't watched Black Lightning, so I don't know if it's good
great.
Or not.
It's
no?
I watched like 3 episodes of it.
Although it's 3 seasons deep, so maybe it gets better. I don't know.
I mean,
yeah.
You would presume it does.
Hopefully.
Here's how little I give a
Johnny
shit about it.
Johnny Belinda
Onsurus
says, hey, Lunchbox.
Yeah, we're on
hey,
three,
what's up, Johnny?
3 seasons.
I don't know. Is
three
that a,
seasons.
I don't know who that is.
Jesus. Skater Mom.
Oh,
Black
well, then I will try not to talk so much shit
twice,
to her.
Tim. Said Black Lightning does
she
strike.
Take
it does.
And a third time.
I just
three
try
times.
Not to talk shit to random people unless it's groups of people that are on your chat that need to be in our chat.
Uh-huh.
One of the guys on my watch party said, fuck you, dude.
Yeah. As far as I'm concerned, I don't give a fuck.
I watched him staple gun people, and yeah. He just threatened to get a staple gun, so, you know.
That sounds like a crime.
If it, Well, I mean,
unless he's hanging up one of our new boudoir calendars on his wall.
Speaking of which, go to totlb.com/products/2020-boudoir-calendar. We definitely have to get a shorter link for that, but you can just go to
Most people don't say it out loud.
You can just go to totlb.com and click on our products to get yourself one of our new boudoir calendars.
I'm going to put it in the chat box right now.
Sounds awesome. So you can find more information about it on our Facebook page, facebook.com/thinkingoutsidethelongbox. Please check that out. If you're on our YouTube or Twitch streams, you can go to all those places too. You know how the internet works.
Anyway. Shit talk accepted, Johnny. I like you, Johnny, because you're here in our stream. I fucking love you. I don't know who you are, but I love you.
Guys, we boudoired once. We'd like to boudoir again, yes. But it's up to you.
It's $15.50. Come on. It's plus awesome. Shipping, it's $22.
We've tried to sell way more expensive stuff.
We're about
than
to
that.
Buy 25 of these bitches because we're buying them for Patreon supporters, all of the models. Buy one.
Buy one.
Come on.
It'll happen.
It's a great present for your mom, your pastor.
Maybe not your mom. I mean,
for your Muslim friend. It's really great for. Just trying to think of people this calendar is perfect for.
Gay dudes.
I'm gonna perfect for
Serna, if you're watching at some point, you said you were gonna buy one, fucker, you better buy one.
Just message him.
Serna.
I did.
You'll hear back from him in 6 to 8 months.
I don't even know you, Serna.
You know Frankie.
I do know you, Serna.
Corey, you can find our YouTube channel at tinyurl.com/TOTLBTube. That's the easiest way to find our YouTube channel.
It's about time I got the love. Johnny or Joni?
It's Johnny.
Johnny, okay.
Your son's watching.
I love you. You get a lot of love, all right? Now buy a calendar, hopefully.
She gets love all the time from us.
I didn't say she did.
I know, but why is she complaining about
she's
it?
She's not. Right? She just said it's
the
about...
Name.
Oh, yeah, she did kind of complain.
She is kind of
that's a lie.
Johnny, we love you, and you know that.
I love you more than all the people on Gabe's chat.
That is a fucking lie.
Combined.
Come on, Yone.
Johnny, hopefully you'll buy a calendar. The link is right above your last statement.
Is Johnny Five alive? Bad joke.
Oh, God. I used Short to get that. Was, a lot of people said called me that when I was little.
Johnny Five?
Johnny Five.
Is alive.
Why?
Because my... you don't know.
Story times.
Nobody called me. To lessen the confusion in my household, I was Johnny. And my dad was Juan.
Okay.
That's why we call Johnny.
Because he's Juan.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then someday... When Johnny has a kid, he'll be like, I'm Juan, you're the Johnny now.
And now that I know a female named Johnny, even if he has a daughter, he can call her Johnny.
Brandon
fucking
Pope says
a.
He's moist.
Brandon who?
Pope.
One yeah, don't care.
I suggest...
So here's my problem with this one.
A dry towelette?
I know that you're just fucking around, but I relented to you talking to the people in the comments, and now that we have more people interacting because I did my grand experiment of
here's
friending 3,000 fucking people.
Fucking worked, I guess.
I'm happy that we have more people, but I want them to interact with the page.
I know.
I want them to interact with TOTLB,
and
not with Gabe Giannis. I don't care about that. That doesn't help me at all.
Yeah, fuck Gabe.
Except for this is live... Through TOTLB.
We'll see how many people like our page and actually interact.
All right, so I'll put a link to it.
You better like our page.
Kisses. Johnny sends you kisses.
Go like our page.
After you buy a calendar.
Yeah.
I'll put a link in my comment.
Also, guys are so funny, Johnny says.
Probably
we are pretty fucking
help
funny.
A poor kid at some point.
A poor kid?
Yeah. Poor kid?
I'm helping my two poor kids.
No, we're all poor kids. We needed you to buy our calendar.
Oh,
maybe if you guys buy enough, I can kill less cows.
Right. It's facebook.com/thinkingoutsidethelongbox.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
He doesn't even know anything about
him. How does he not know? What the fuck?
I just forget. I forget things. I smoke. A
5 years,
dope.
It's been the same thing.
I know. I just have moments sometimes where I'm like, is that the right one? Because it's like 18 different fucking things.
It's
so.
Not. It's two different things.
It's
outside long box and thinking outside the long box.
And outside the long box.
Okay,
and
sorry.
A phone number.
It's three
to
things. I'm sorry. It's three
it's
things.
Four things.
Fuck
oh,
you.
Man. So.
Anybody have any random topics?
I do. So, a long time ago, probably like 6 to 8 months ago,
the prolapse episode.
You talked a shitload about prolapses, right?
Prolapsed.
So Tim threw his kindness. has allowed me to borrow his Disney Plus because you get several different logons.
So I could give you one more totally legal way to view content.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
is that legal now?
Yeah. He's sharing one of his four logins with me. So they give you four.
So every Disney Plus account gives you four
logins.
It's like Netflix.
I have four logins.
Yeah. If you got Disney Plus, you got four logins.
You have four devices that you can log into. It's like Netflix.
Doyle's like, fuck, I'm going to go log in several other places.
Well, I log on my phone too, so that's two of my logins.
Yes.
So one of the things that's on Disney Plus, like we talked about several episodes back.
Chelsea!
Hi, Chelsea.
Doyle!
National Geographic Channel.
Okay? I had to turn it off real quick.
National Geographic Channel has Dr. Pol, which is the show that you were talking about prolapse so much about.
All the prolapse.
Hannah loves veterinary stuff. She wants to be a veterinarian when she grows up. Mel loves that stuff. She was a vet tech for a lot of years. And so Hannah and her have just been watching the shit out of Dr. Pol. And as a consequence, I have had to watch way more prolapses than I care to watch. So, but the show is, it's really good.
I love the show.
It's just kind of nice.
He only likes it when it's in porn.
It's wholesome.
He definitely loves it. He fucking can't get enough of it.
It's nasty anywhere.
But it's cool. It's cool because most of the animals end up living. There are some animals that, after they fist their buttholes back into their body.
I caught was a lot of fisting animal buttholes and and dead puppies. Like, this is not something I wanted to watch today. And that description, yes, it is on Disney Plus.
Are you sure you don't want to watch it?
Well, it's not because Disney just acquired Nat Geo.
This is true.
Yeah.
So, The World According to Jeff Goldblum.
Watchmen is that?
I still have not watched that. Is it really good? Oh. Is it?
I have never been so interested in denim in my whole fucking life.
I've never been that interested in shoes in my entire life. Like, it does such a good job of making you give a shit about stuff.
It is the weirdest show because Jeff Goldblum may be the strangest fucking human being alive.
Correct.
But holy fuck, that show is cool. Like, the episode about denim is fascinating. And, like, the fact that, like, there are people that literally go dig around in mine shafts to try to get
old denim pairs of denim
shirts out of them is insane.
And that, like, people collect them and they sell for, like, tens of thousands of dollars. Crazy he's money. Got,
pants?
Yes.
Yeah, he's got, like, a crazy, like...
If you ever watch
One Pocket Levi's or something that are worth
thousands of dollars, it's like the original Levi pants.
If you ever watch Storage Wars, you learn a lot of random shit about things like that you never thought were fucking worth anything.
Yeah.
They had somebody had stored away 2 6-foot-tall piles of newspapers. I think it was the day that JFK got assassinated. Oh. Sold for thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
I used to have a boss that collected vintage newspapers, and he was constantly buying, like, you know, VE Day and VJ Day.
BJ Day?
BJ
Day. Oh.
BJ Day?
Victory over Japan.
BJ Day sounds way better.
BJ Day, I feel like I prefer BJ Day.
A day that would live in infamy.
Everybody got blowjobs.
Literally, everybody. Men, women, children.
Dogs, cats, horses.
Some loud kids back there.
Steak and blowjob day is March 14th.
Yes. Putting it in my calendar right now.
Is that like the anti-Valentine's Day?
What is it?
It's a satirical holiday created in the United States as a male response to Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
March what?
March 14th.
So the month after Valentine's Day.
Consider it added.
Oh my God.
Steak and
we got to remind his Alicia on March 13th.
Day.
What are you getting? One. Or wait.
What are you getting? Steak and blowjob.
For steak and blowjob day.
Neil Cutter says Pawn Stars is another good show for that kind of stuff where you learn about random shit.
Do you know where Neil Cutter came from? He came from my watch party, liked our page, and started
there
watching.
There you go. That's what I'm asking people to do.
So that's fine.
Right?
So success.
I like Neil Cutter.
Neil, come staple one in the forehead.
I like Neil Cutter now. All the other people I don't like yet.
Neil's a deathmatch wrestler.
I'm sorry, Neil. I don't get into that stuff.
I fucking do.
I love wrestling, but I don't get into that.
I love deathmatch wrestling.
I enjoy watching you deathmatch wrestle.
Well, he's still alive, so he must
be
pretty good, right?
He might be talented. Yeah, because I don't know nothing about Neil, so I don't want to downgrade what he does. But I feel like most of the people who do that kind of stuff don't have any talent. Their talent is to blow up or land on shit, and I don't see that as a talent.
I watch a lot of it, and I would have to disagree.
I just don't see it as a talent.
There probably are people who are not very good who have worked their way into there, but there's probably good people too, I would assume.
Well, yeah, no, I'm not saying as a whole. I'm just saying in general, Mankind, a lot of people said Mankind was a glorified stuntman. You know, and that's I think once he developed a little bit more, he became better and better and better. But I think
I'm just saying
that's where a lot of people start who don't really know how to wrestle, but they know how to fall on shit.
Right. And I don't disagree with that. But I would say that a lot of the higher level deathmatch wrestlers, if you're going to end up on a pay-per-view for like GCW or like CZW or something like that, you have wrestled to a point where you could wrestle a straight match and be just as good in it as you can in a death match. And that's, yeah.
Johnny said celebrity death match.
Celebrity
that
death
shit
match
was fucking cool.
Fucking amazing. But
when are they gonna bring that back?
On your hand.
I don't know why it's not a thing. It's just
got as much
animation.
Demand.
Brandon Pope just tagged who I believe is probably his girlfriend about Steak and Blowjob Day.
I remember Celebrity Deathmatch where it wasn't even its own show yet. It was a Super Bowl thing.
Yeah. And it was like Marilyn Manson versus
Stone Cold was in it. Like all kinds of
that
people.
Show was fucking amazing.
So
that
good.
That was probably one of the first
Let's
times I
get
saw
it on.
Probably one of the first times I saw Claymation. That I was like, wow, that's fucking amazing.
Wow, this isn't lame and singing songs about Halloween.
This isn't, just kidding.
A lot of people love that fucking shit movie.
The
I do not.
I don't think Nightmare Before Christmas is Claymation. It's
it is. It's Claymation.
Is it?
Yep.
I always thought it was just models.
Ryan Roth said Mox for one, and I don't know what that means.
Fuck yes.
Plus there's a certain bald English guy with his dog.
Hey, D'Angelo.
He went from CZW to WWE to being the biggest, one of the biggest stars on AEW.
I don't think that...
And he's a fucking super talented wrestler.
I don't think that he's the best wrestler, but you can't deny that he's not a...
Oh, I think he's great.
That he's not a big star.
He is a huge star.
Yeah, yeah. No, I agree.
He is a very talented wrestler, too.
I think he was the worst of the three before Wallace and Gromit.
Oof. Roman Reigns is the worst of the three.
Somewhere just announced they're bringing Celebrity Deathmatch back. Yeah, oh, there you go.
Nice.
Now. It's all over now.
It's because I don't know any really.
Ryan Roth watches wrestling, huh?
We stopped talking about Frozen. Apparently, Gabe
Neil
hates
said
it.
On mine that kids nowadays talk about SpongeBob, and I'm over here like Ren and Stimpy.
I love Ren and Stimpy. Yeah. I love playing the Super Nintendo Ren and Stimpy game. That was the
shit. That game was super
fun. It was so fun.
Oh, fucking nice.
Atmosphere.
So, Tim, as our resident video gamer, the games the most.
He's never played it.
Do you remember the Chippendales Rescue Rangers game on the original Nintendo?
Yeah, it was fucking hard.
It was like one of the most fun, but also most difficult games ever.
Correct.
Oh my God, I fucking love Chippendale.
Sweet. Johnny said, sweet, that's my favorite wrestling show. I don't know which wrestling show.
Rescue
we said a lot of
Celebrity Death
Match. Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't think that's not.
There were so many good in that line. Darkwing Duck, also amazing.
Oh, dude, the Darkwing Duck was my shit. Awesome.
It also had a great video.
All of that Darkwing is on Plus.
Chippendales, Rescue Rangers, DuckTales. Hannah watched like 4 hours of DuckTales.
What's
the
movie with the fucking bear? They fly the plane. He has the
Tailspin.
God
damn it, Tailspin was the shit. Good.
Look at that fucking abscess, bro. It's giant.
No!
We all look. D'Angelo it's says cool I game 27 hours a day, 465 times a year.
D'Angelo is one of the few people I know that has like I think his achievement, because he's an achievement hunter kind of guy. Yeah. I think he has Skyrim at around 80 or 90. He might have had it completed by now.
That's gross.
He goes hard on games when he's feeling them.
Neil Cutter brought up Biker Mice from Mars. That show was awesome as well.
Wannabe Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, that show was fun though.
That's like the one with the sharks.
Oh,
street sharks.
Street sharks.
Street sharks.
God, that show was shittiest.
Just causing so much property damage.
Yeah.
That's land any shark. Anything now.
But I mean, they literally the travel by are just like property damage.
Whatever. Knock a building down.
I agree with D'Angelo talking about giving us the Gargoyles remake. I don't even want a Gargoyles remake. Just do more. More episodes of Gargoyles.
Supposedly, it's like the second.
The same animation team.
Absolutely.
Just do it. Just do more of it.
Supposedly, it's the second highest streamed anything on Disney Plus.
Right behind Mandalorian.
Right behind Mandalorian. Because Mandalorian's like.
Up on the Mandalorian.
It's like number one in the world right now, I think.
I think we're only two episodes behind on Mandalorian. I'm the opposite. I fucking dig the shit.
Oh, I love this show. It's so good.
I ended on the Gina Carano episode.
Which one's that?
The where he meets the female.
The high ground one?
Yeah. No, the one before that one.
Okay.
Yeah, Gina Carano is the other, the lady
that's
on the planet before him.
Yeah.
That's just her real name.
I think we watched the high ground episode, so maybe we're only one behind.
What's up, 10 people watching? Love you guys. Buy
a
calendar.
Yeah, there's only one episode right now.
TOTLB.com/shop. /shop.
Oh, I didn't know you could say that.
Well, that's where all our merchandise is. Okay. You've just been linking specifically to the calendar.
And we stopped talking about it at your house because you said no more talking about it. But
yeah,
I really feel like they just cut that show super bad and awkwardly. To where every episode just feels weird to me. It's like,
well, you know
it
why,
starts
right?
weird and ends weird. I know I've heard it's shot as a movie and then cut up. But you could still do a better job than what they've done.
Well, some of the episodes are notably better, though.
Gargoyles
and I think it shows when they're like, okay, this is stuff we originally filmed for the movie and some of these scenes are
from the special effects are weird, too. It's like, that when he fought that rhino thing or whatever,
yeah,
that was like looked movie quality,
yeah.
And then when they're fighting,
that was probably something that was going to be in the movie version of it.
Chicken Walker, it's like it looks kind of terrible,
yeah, it does. And that was probably something they added when they were like, okay, we're gonna make it a series now.
You know what I do like is at the end of every episode,
dicks in your butt.
That was good.
This is good.
That was good.
That was funny.
Oh, man.
Tell me, Gabe, what do you really like?
Yes, Chelsea already bought a calendar. Thank you, Chelsea. I appreciate you every day that you're alone.
Leave the porcupines alone.
I was like, what the fuck?
So, what I love about the show is the end credit sequence when it goes and it shows the sketches.
Yeah.
What they were going to do
in
the show. And it's always a little different. You know, you can see the original concepts. That's something I really, really
If they do an art book for this movie, I will 100% buy it.
I like Baby Yoda.
Everybody likes Baby
the
Yoda.
The world likes Baby Yoda.
Baby Yoda.
So I had this conversation with my dad on the phone. I was like, do you think somebody or more than somebody, like a couple of people, lost their jobs for dropping the ball on Baby Yoda merchandise?
That it took like 3 weeks for it to come out?
That there's still nothing out?
It is out.
No, there's toys and stuff out now.
For Baby Yoda?
Yeah, there's like plush toys and shirts and all
that. They specifically didn't put it out until that episode came out, though.
Yeah.
So I had heard that nothing was going to be available for Christmas.
Mm-mm, no, they right after that aired, like the next day, they're like, buy plush Yodas. They just didn't want to release anything to give it away.
Okay, maybe I'm a little behind on the news there.
D'Angelo wants to know about Baby Cheese.
Baby what?
Baby Cheese.
Baby Cheese?
He's on mine.
He's not on ours, bro. What'd I tell you?
How about Baby
D'Angelo, go to the other one so that Juan can
I don't
stop
know what Baby yeah. Cheese means.
I don't know what that means either. That might be an autocorrect thing.
Do you live on a dairy farm, D'Angelo?
I can assure you D'Angelo is nowhere near cows.
A working payphone?
Yeah.
Unfortunately,
I don't remember the last time I saw a working payphone.
There's one in Parker, because I've driven by it.
There's a couple in Drilly, still.
I wouldn't know where.
Out by the ice house, I think there's one.
By the Wobblies, probably. That's usually where they need them.
My phone, if any stranger walks up to me, becomes a payphone if they want to use it.
Yeah. $15, little man.
$15? No, fuck you.
Put that shit in my hand.
It's worth way more than $15.
I don't want some I don't need some stranger on the street getting gonorrhea, herpes, syphilis all over my phone.
He said, "Oh shit, typo, baby Wookie." And then baby he said, Wookie. "I want to see Jedi Provolone."
There's a baby Wookie?
That must be the latest episode.
I must have missed that one.
I may not have seen it yet.
We're not up to date, bruh.
I don't remember. I just read a
headline about how Ozymandias is related to somebody.
Ozymandias,
but I didn't read the article. So coming out of something.
Yeah. Don't tell us.
I didn't read it.
Shut your damn dirty hole, Walk.
Yeah, I flicked through Facebook and there was like three spoiler articles about the episode, and I was like, nope.
Quick fix. So Watchmen, final episode of the season's coming out. We just did an episode of it about it a couple weeks ago. Yeah, a couple weeks ago. If you're listening in the podcast, fucking loving the show. Can't wait to watch the season finale. So, like, honestly, I'll probably go home, smoke up, and watch it. So,
now what the fuck are we gonna watch?
I see everything's in hiatus. Like right now, all the podcasts you were talking about.
Yeah. This. Like all the shows I listen to are done right now.
All the shows I watch are on hiatus. Like
The Blacklist for me is on hiatus until fucking March, I think.
Is anyone watching that like Golden Compass show that HBO's doing?
I want to.
I watched
the first episode. It was real slow.
I've tried to watch that first episode on 5 separate occasions, and it is just so fucking boring to me.
How is this book well received? This seems to be a terrible idea.
It's like that stupid puppet.
Maybe Chewie would.
It's like that stupid puppet fucking show that Tim had us watch.
Which one? What? Which one's Dark Crystal.
Not Highlander. Outlander?
No.
He's talking about Dark Crystal.
There you go. Dark Crystal.
That was sucks.
Dude, that was suck much gay. Like, that was the worst.
I'd rather blow a guy while blowing another guy than watch that again.
I mean, I would. So yeah, like, probably a lot of things, though, that are on that list.
Wade Johnson said that Watchmen has been surprisingly good. Our live feed. Okay, it resumed. That's weird.
Anyway,
Watchmen has been surprisingly good.
Yes.
I don't know why surprisingly. Did people think it was going to be bad?
A lot of people didn't think it was going to be good.
Yeah.
I think a lot of that hate was the people that hated the movie. Because it's not like the comic book.
A lot of hate is because everyone's a hater these days.
That too.
Everyone has their giant gallon of Haterade in there.
I just feel like...
Hater popcorn.
I feel like people...
Hey, Cora.
I buffered out again.
Yeah. And it's there again. I don't know what's going on. Everybody must be connected to the Wi-Fi all at one time.
I'm hopping.
But,
fucking Trump's cutting our access to the interwebs.
Well, I feel like people are whining so much about reboots and remakes and adaptations that they think that the old one is going to magically erase from their brain because the new one's coming out. I just don't fucking get
it's
that.
It's beyond that. It just seems like everyone wants to hate on everything. Like, the Crisis thing, I didn't love it, but even though I talk bad about it, I still liked it enough to, like, watch it. Right. I'm still going to keep watching it. People, everything I read, it's like, this is coming out. It's going to suck. It's going to fucking suck.
Just watch it. That's what I don't understand. Well, just watch it and then see.
The new Star Wars, I've read, like, nothing good about it. Nothing. Everyone's just like... It's fucking sucks so bad.
I saw a meme that expressed it perfectly that said something to the effect of Star Wars fans upset about new Star Wars movie, just not sure why yet.
Yeah.
Like, because everybody seems like they need to shit on the new Star Wars movie.
I'm telling you, they shit on everything.
I just bought The Last Jedi 2 days ago, and I watched it for the first time since it was in the theater. It's a good fucking movie.
If you watch it and you really don't like something... Cool, good on you. You know, but before Wonder Woman comes out or before Captain Marvel comes out or whatever the fuck, like, I'm excited about that Wonder Woman movie. I have zero desire to see it.
So why? The first one's so good.
D'Angelo says something that I can kind of agree with. He says, yeah, because who doesn't want to watch Spider-Man's origin story 5 times? That I agree with. You don't need to tell Batman.
I'm pretty sure we've talked about that on the show.
Origin story over and over again.
If it's amazing, cool. Yeah. If you don't want to watch it, why shit on it? Just don't watch it.
Yeah.
That's what I don't get. Yeah. Keep your mouth shut and just don't watch it.
Well, no, I understand shitting on it in certain things. Like if you want to have a conversation with your friends or whatever. It's
I get that.
It's the constant bombarding of other people.
I just don't get shitting on shit just to shit on shit. When we're having an adult
We've literally talked about the Spider-Man
debates
thing.
That's a bold statement right there with this group of people.
So Michael says we're a bunch of nerds. So hi, Michael.
That's
and
true.
D'Angelo brought up something that I am actually really super fucking excited about. This Friday, episodes of Witcher.
This Friday.
I'm fucking ready for that.
That shit looks fucking
I've never played the games,
Wars coming out Thursday, Witcher coming out Friday.
Can we talk about the two fucking massive Keanu Reeves movies coming out in 2021.
Matrix 4 and John Wick 4.
On the same fucking day.
Yeah. I think they're going to cross over.
I swear to God, if Bill and Ted doesn't come out on the same day, I'm going to be super irritated.
Oh, yeah. By the way, D'Angelo, by calendar.
Comes out the day after.
Why would they do that, though?
I don't know.
Just like you just want to cripple Matrix 4 a little bit.
Bill and Ted, Wade said.
Say your name, Michael. Calm the fuck down.
Anyways. Michael by calendar.
Yes. Oh. Look into my eye.
Gentlemen, it's been great, but I got to get on the road. Right on. I have a 2-hour drive south. So,
D'Angelo wants to know if hopefully Matrix not 4 to hell. Is going to be by a, Facebook new, feed. A new story.
Drink
trilogy.
Some coffee.
Have they talked about that?
They haven't talked about whether it's going to spawn any other movies, but I think as far as I know, it's essentially a sequel. It's not a reboot.
Yeah, I think it's a sequel.
That's good.
Yeah,
but I think it's supposed to drop or plant seeds for new storytelling.
And I don't think they've confirmed any other ones though.
No, they haven't, because I think they're waiting to see how well this one does.
I think it'll do well.
Since Matrix 2 and 3, although you enjoy them, aren't received.
Well, 3 was the most inferior of the 3. For
I'm
pretty
sure. Positive they made money.
That's what I'm saying.
Tons of money, but I'm saying
Chelsea said bye.
So does D'Angelo.
To Juan's constant argument, well, it made money, then it did good. But that's
it did do good.
If the popular opinion says that it's not super great,
I think. I mean, I agree.
TOTLB.com/shop.
From a studio perspective, I think the studio could care less if people like the movies or not.
Oh, for sure.
Michael, I posted the link for you right there.
But here's what I'm saying. Here's why it makes sense to me.
Hobbs and Shaw.
If you're selling a product.
Yes.
And you fucking make $1 million, isn't your assumption going to be fuck? It's a good product.
I guess.
What do you mean you guess? Yes, the answer is yes.
Because I have artwork.
It's both sides though, because you get. I'm gonna take it back to your most beloved franchises. Hobbs and Shaw is a terrible movie.
Well, I don't think it's my most beloved of franchises.
But
I think it is.
I like Fast and Furious,
but it made a shit ton of money, right? But it's still not a good movie. But from the perspective of. Will they make more Hobbs and Shaws?
Oh, God.
Probably yes.
But I'm saying when we talk about this, when we talk about this.
D'Angelo said Migos sold records and are complete garbage. Yes.
Who sold records?
Migos. They're
the little fucking
group.
Animal?
He's talking about the rap group.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
Not the
is.
Old collectible.
Yeah, that's what I was like, what?
So D'Angelo, here's the problem. Is this has been the perpetual argument of our show for like 5 years.
Yes, it's happened many times.
where Juan's understanding of if things are good or not is a valid understanding. It's a valid understanding that something can be thought of as good because it makes money. Whereas someone that's like Doyle or me has a much more subjective idea of what's good. And we decide that something's good based on like its creative.
But you
merit.
You keep spinning what I'm saying completely wrong.
No, this
yes
is what
you do.
Say. You
no,
say this so
no.
Much.
Listen to me. I think a movie is good or not based
God,
off
we're
of
having this conversation
based off
again.
Of how I see it, how I watch it. What I'm saying is that in the overall, not just my opinion of the movie. If it makes a fucking shit pile of movie, there's probably way more people who think that it's good than don't think that it's good. That's all I'm saying. I may think it's bad, personally.
No, I understand that. You're just the only one that ever defends that position. So D'Angelo says...
Success looks differently to everyone, Chelsea
exactly.
said.
Hey, Tim, are you still here? D'Angelo just wants you to know that clearly making money off of art doesn't mean you're good because people buy yours.
Oh! That's funny.
You know, I could say stuff back to you, but I like you.
Hi, Mel.
But to backpack
Chelsea
that,
said hi, Mel.
To backpack that, I do have artwork that I sell and I sell out of that I hate the piece specifically because I think it's not good.
Correct.
And where can
but
you
it's,
go find it?
But it's successful.
You can find it at facebook.com/ aggravated art or at aggravated art on Instagram. That's A-G-R-O.
Argo.
Yeah. Argo.
No, aggro.
Agargro.
But it's successful. That's my point.
It sells well, but it's a piece of shit.
Right, but it's successful.
Yes.
Okay, that's the it. That's all that needs to be said.
I know, you're just the only one that defends it.
Sometimes
I understand it.
Everyone
I
goes
it.
Because of just hype. And then even they didn't like the movie.
Could be.
I feel like Hobbs and Shaw got that treatment.
I loved that, though. Hobbs and Shaw was a fuckload of fun.
I liked it, too.
It's just shit. It's just shit blowing up.
I disliked that movie a lot.
Oh, my God. That's adorable.
I was holding on until the Hawaiian dance.
Hobbs and Shaw.
I loved that.
Hobbs and Shaw, 88% audience score.
Oh, I know. I know.
People like it.
I know.
That's what that tells you.
It's still Tori Blake.
Look, by all.
But that's in your opinion. That's what I'm saying.
I should fucking despise it, and I love it.
But that's what, I could hate Hobbs and Shaw, but I look at 88% of the people who go to see it like the movie, so it's a success.
Arguing. I already said I brought it up in that vein. I knew it was going to be well loved. Because The Rock's in it. But you can't tell me that Hawaiian scene is just fucking unnecessary.
It made me laugh my ass off.
The dancing war cry?
I thought it was so fucking funny.
Side note, that's a thing that Hawaiians do. It means a lot to them that Samoans do, I think. Not all Hawaiians, Samoans.
You got 100 guys coming at you with rifles and you're sitting there with a stick in your hand. You're not getting all your cousins together to do a fucking skirt dance.
It's important spiritually to him.
I understand that. I'm just saying, they probably run away.
If I'm about to die, I'm going to do a spiritual dance.
No.
If I'm about to die, I'm going to go somewhere where I'm not about to die.
Yeah. If I'm about to
die. The problem
die,
is they're on an island. They're
if
not,
I'm about to die, I'm going to be like.
No, the problem is The Rock wants to bone his sister.
Manhattan, no.
And his sister's going to die if they don't stop it. The Rock doesn't understand is he could bone lots of people's sisters. He just gets out of there.
Got some Harry Potter glasses on. Yeah, I hear.
We still have 11 people watching our feed by calendars.
I got a lot of people on here, I think.
Well, yeah, but those people don't matter.
Saw that there's a Fast and Furious game. It looks pretty lame.
Game? What do you say?
D'Angelo says, I saw that there's a Fast and Furious game. It looks pretty lame.
It has gotten horrible reviews.
almost like WWE 2K20.
It probably would have helped if the game wasn't like starring Paul Walker as the main character.
And Vin Diesel, right?
Is it really?
I just assumed.
I don't know. Oh. I have the only
that to me makes me feel bad. If I don't want to play the game. You know
the
what
only
saying?
Thing yeah. I've seen about it is it's gotten bad reviews. It's the only thing I've seen. I didn't even know it was out until I saw that article.
I don't either. I just assume the game starts out with like a fiery crash and Paul Walker dies.
Then, Jesus oh, fuck, man. Dude.
Vin Diesel's like family.
You know what's wrong with him. Ryan He's a bitter Ross, old Mexican.
Ryan Ross says a new one is
it
coming out
in real
soon,
life.
But I don't know
That's
a new one what.
I assume a new Fast and Furious game yes. or movie.
The 10th Fast and Furious movie supposedly will be the very last Fast and Furious.
I'll believe it when I see it.
That's what they say.
Allegedly.
They have not said that to this point.
Are they going
to
Hobbs and Shaw it some more? Because those are Fast and Furious movies, too.
Buy a goddamn calendar, Michael.
Can we have a Fast and Furious?
Michael, buy a goddamn calendar.
I want to see one like all on like jet skis.
It's got half naked women in it. It's fucking amazing.
Fast and the Furious jet ski.
That's, I don't understand. It's gotten so many likes and so many cool. Like a lot of people are saying a lot of good things on Instagram
people
and stuff.
Are cheap.
So they are cheap. I'm with you.
We're cheap sometimes. Not when it comes to buying
cheap.
This calendar, we're buying a lot of copies of this
we
calendar.
We are buying. Doyle inundated us with fucking 12 calendars we got to buy.
I said I'd pay for them. Technically, it's 10 because the girls double up.
It is 10. And then all our Patreon supporters, even our $1 Patreon supporters, are getting the calendar.
So you could do that. Yes. Go to patreon.com.
There's nowhere else on Patreon where if you donate only a dollar, you get something.
Correct.
I know because I'd look up like thank yous.
I give a Christmas present to all of our Patreon supporters every year. So.
We did start with that, Michael. It said we talked about how it's a fucking boudoir calendar.
It's been in every post.
Like
I've
everything
made.
We've said about it involves half naked women.
I've posted every
like are you fucking serious?
Every day
like, are you
I've
just
posted
not
a new
listening
episode
to what I'm saying ever?
If you go back 6 months when what? We bust up a dictionary and describe to Gabe what boudoir means.
We've been fucking talking about this calendar for fucking months. We talk.
No, Ryan, don't buy one. Don't buy one. You're getting one. Don't buy one.
Extra.
No, you can buy another one.
Okay. You can buy an extra one, but I'm saying you are getting one.
Give it to a Catholic priest.
Is that the spy?
Yeah, it's the spy.
That's the spy?
Yeah.
He needs to buy a calendar.
You need to buy a calendar because you're spying.
Buy one for a young priest and an old priest.
I don't think
priests
are allowed
to shoot you
at
the
those.
Link one more time, Mike.
Oh, yeah, I'll put it in our thing, too.
I just like the idea of like, causing a priest to stumble. He's like,
no. Throw up our Patreon, too.
Oh, my God.
He says he tries to tune out most things that I say.
Every day.
Now, what the fuck are you listening to this for?
Every day for the past week and a half, I've literally posted a new picture of the models.
Yes.
Oh, excuse me.
He has exercise.
How come you changed your schedule? Did they change it or did you ask to change it?
At work?
Yeah.
I asked to change.
He was done with them overnights, dude.
I've asked to change, get off overnights a couple times, but this was like, I need off overnights.
How's that going?
Cool, I just cut the bungholes by day now.
Nice.
No, it's going really very good.
Nice.
Not that these people care, but sleeping at night is so much better than sleeping during the day for most people. Yeah.
People care.
I care. I would not want to sleep during the day.
No, I hate sleeping during the day.
Yeah. I'm much more alert and awake throughout most days. Not today. It's only like 4 in the morning. So
you don't
tired.
Remember that, Michael? But Michael, you were the nerd store spy.
Yeah, yeah.
You came to be on an episode of the show right when the nerd store was originally starting its podcast. Oh. So we joked about how you were the nerd store spy.
Yeah, from the stupid nerd store.
Yeah, he agrees with that because now he doesn't work there anymore. And like Travis accused him of stealing from him.
Fuck Travis. I almost caught myself saying it as I said it, and then it came out. Oh, well.
It doesn't matter.
What is he saying?
I haven't been there for so long.
D'Angelo said before he was hurt at his union job, he worked nights for 20 years, couldn't do days.
It's just,
some people don't like working days.
No, some people are really hardcore night people.
Yeah,
and that just makes sense. I don't think I could do it.
Left to my own devices, I like being up at night till like 2 or 3 in the morning.
Yeah,
but it's doing.
I was up until 2 this morning.
Michael says that was coincidence. I listen to you guys a lot and haven't listened to Travis once.
I couldn't work overnights with any modicum of responsibility because I will fuck something up.
Oh, and I will sleep. Can you give me some more water?
Have you seen that fucking GIF where the dude is driving the forklift?
I almost killed a guy.
And he hits a shelf and fucking the whole thing comes down.
And it destroys.
That would be me.
I have done that.
I have seen that. Yes.
That's fucking insane.
Prolapsed
you. Yes.
I dropped an entire pallet of cottage cheese one time and it was a nightmare.
Oh, shit.
What did you want to drink?
That sounds nightmarish. Nightmarish.
Water, yeah. Thank you.
My iPad's about to die. I could 5%.
I could list the many things I have accidentally done at night shifts.
But do we need to wrap up then? Or?
It's up to you guys.
I mean, it is that time.
I'm feeling about it. Plus, we still got a few minutes of transferring files, yes, too.
D'Angelo says he is a critical insomniac, so I don't need much sleep. Oh, clinical.
Oh, I was
critical.
Like,
that just means you take micro naps throughout the day.
I saw that
all
kind
day,
of shit
day.
In person. Yeah, I've knocked over a couple racks. Thank you.
No, that was more than a couple racks.
I'm okay. Thank you.
What?
That guy in the video?
Oh, yeah, he knocked down
like
a whole warehouse.
He knocked over like a whole warehouse.
Yeah.
To be fair, it looked very chintzy. Like he barely, looked like he barely
he
hit
tapped
it.
And then everything
just fucking. You know, crazy thing?
All right, so other pop culture stuff. What else have you watched before Juan's thing dies?
So I just bought this movie, and it's relevant to our other talk because it has the Green Arrow in it. Code 8, Fear is the Most Dangerous Power. It has your boy Green Arrow in it.
No.
The guy?
Yeah.
Oh.
He's in the movie. He's like the main star.
I thought like Green Arrow was in it.
Stephen Amell, right?
Yeah, I thought like no. The Green Arrow was in it. I was like, what the fuck?
No, it's like I didn't see this movie or anything about this movie, and then when I saw it, I thought it was going to be cheesy, but the special effects are.
See you, D'Angelo. Have a good night, man.
See you, D'Angelo.
Honestly,
buy a calendar.
Yes. Look for it on Amazon or whatever. The effects are right up there. It's like a portion of the population have powers, and they're being discriminated against. Like, it's weird. Like, at first, when people were found out they had powers, they just integrated them into the workforce.
Firestorm's in it, too.
It's a really good movie.
Nice.
Like, surprisingly. And it looks amazing, too.
Nice.
There's these giant drones. Like, they just take drones, giant-size them, and they carry, like, 2 robotic cops. So whenever there's any problem with powered people, you see, like, freaking robots just superheroing out of the sky, machine-gunning down people. Badass, dude.
What about, like, Free Guy? That looked good.
When the fuck did they make this movie?
So, Hannah has really wanted to see Zombieland 2, but the only showing of it has...
Doyle wants to see Zombieland 2.
The only showing of it at the theater now is at 10:45, which is like way past her bedtime. So she hasn't been able to see it. But Mel wanted to take her to a movie, and she's like, well, what do you want to see? You know, blah, blah, blah.
Frozen 2's out, this is out, that's out. And they watched the trailers for all the movies that were out. And Hannah's like, what about that one? Mel clicked on the trailer for Knives Out. And Hannah was like, oh, that looks really fun. Let's go see that. So Mel went with Hannah to go see Knives Out, a murder mystery with, which is the one that plays Captain America? Chris Evans?
Yeah.
Is that right? Okay.
Not Hemsworth.
Yeah, not Hemsworth. So they went to see Knives Out. Hannah liked it so much that the next day she made Mel take me and Hannah back to see Knives Out a second time. And I got to tell you guys, it's really, really good.
I heard some good things about it. I didn't even know what it was.
It's very original. It's very different. It's funny.
I don't know what it is.
It's a murder mystery that plays kind of like a little bit like the original Clue with Tim Curry. A little bit like Murder on the Orient Express. It's just a ton.
Is that you?
Someone just sent a paragraph and is typing more.
But yeah, it was a lot of fun. So,
are they talking about buying a calendar?
No, he's talking about Travis. Oh,
the spy!
Hey, you know what? Buy Travis a calendar.
That would be amazing.
Oh my God.
A TOTL via calendar up in the nerd store.
I may buy one just.
You wouldn't put it up.
Yeah. But yeah,
somebody said put it up in John's shop, and I was like, he's got like kids in there.
He's got a kids section.
Yeah, we can't put up that kind of calendar guys? Up there. They're not.
Because we won.
Who put that? You put that.
I put that, yeah.
I was like, oh, fuck.
This really rubs it in.
You're choking
on your defeat. Here's a boudoir calendar for you.
Oh, man.
Hopefully the Zacks buy a calendar.
Yeah, Zacks, come on.
1550, guys. I know we keep talking about it.
Juan's really panicked about it.
No, I'm not panicked. We put a lot of work into this, and there's been a lot of people who are like, yeah, I'll buy it. Woo,
an obsessive
woo.
Amount of work.
And then fucking nobody
wants to buy it. Miscommunication, way more work than we should have had to put into it.
But it was a blast.
But it was very good.
I liked it. It was fun.
Megan Hall says, I have no sense of time or space, no calendars. Buy a calendar.
Megan Hall? I don't know who that is.
You can fix that with a simple wall hanging.
Yeah.
Is it brand?
A thumbtack. You don't even have to put a nail in the wall.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Wade Johnson, buy a calendar.
If Brandon's wife or Brandon's stepmom.
Why has Brandon not bought a calendar?
Because Brandon doesn't have a fucking job right now. He's poor as fuck.
That's cool.
You can scrape $15.
You can put one on layaway.
Dude, he's got a kid.
I have two kids.
And a job.
Well, yeah. I went out there and found my ass a job.
Well, he just lost his job.
I'm sorry, Brandon. I'm sorry.
Huh?
Are those kids male?
I don't remember.
A few years, they'll appreciate his boudoir gown.
Oh, no.
Wade Johnson said thanks, but I don't know to what. Maybe when you said his name sounded fake.
It sounds like a movie name.
Wade Johnson. Oh, it really
Wade
does.
Johnson. Like,
you know what
like
it kind of sounds
James
like?
Bond?
Dwayne Johnson.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
shit.
That's probably what you're thinking.
Dwayne's slightly less known brother, Wayne.
Megan said Brandon is making $37 an hour on the corner.
Hey, well, in half an hour, he can buy a calendar. Megan, lend him $15.
Oh, I'm trying to see.
Plus shipping and handling.
I can't scroll up on my comments, so if she said something else.
If Megan was here, I'd tell her to buy a calendar, but she's a Patreon supporter. She's getting a calendar. You can always buy more, but all of our Patreon supporters are getting a calendar.
Yeah.
Okay, so Knives Out was great. Dr. Pohl. I'm trying to think of the other stuff. I've been playing a lot of Final Fantasy 15.
Oof.
I started that again. I fucking love those games.
Me too. They just take too long.
Yeah.
I can't do it. Because one, I don't have a ton of time to play video games.
Right.
But when I sit down and do it, I'm fucking in the zone. Oh, and I don't want to stop.
The dynasty has come to an end.
Which is?
Rambo.
The last Rambo film?
Yes. Last Blood.
Last Blood.
It is terrible.
Oh, you watched it? It's already out?
It's bad.
Megan says he can't last a half hour. So.
But I am glad to see
it must
wrap up.
It must be his wife. I don't think his mother-in-law or his stepmom is talking about his sex life. I could be wrong.
I mean, she would bust his balls, if I remember right.
Literally.
She's like about the same age as Brandon. Like, I think they went...
This sounded sexier and sexier.
I think, if I remember right, Brandon went to school with his stepmom.
Wow.
If I remember right. That might be wrong.
I know. I don't want you here. Go.
I don't know. You don't have to explain that online, Megan. You can tell me later. You can send me a private message like Michael Lingle did.
Find the cup you had.
Yeah.
Well, go find it.
Come on, Dick Cheese, figure it out.
Hey, don't get an attitude.
No, I'll punch you.
I'll punch all of you.
Technically, he's Hispanic. He was born with an attitude.
She's half Hispanic.
Michael Lingle said that's the plot of a porn.
Yeah, this guy's...
You're right, Michael. It really is.
Michael,
basically, it's the front page of Pornhub.
Pop into your shoulder. I don't want your cooties.
Pornhub.
There's a lot of fucking stepbrothers and stepmothers.
There is a ton of step whatever on Pornhub for some reason.
That's never been a... Where did that fantasy come from?
I don't know. It's weird. It comes from Clueless, I think.
Clueless, the
movie. That's like the whole plot of the movie.
And I haven't seen that
she falls in love with her stepbrother.
I haven't seen that movie in a grip.
Go.
Don't worry. They can't see Johnny because
yes.
Doyle is 100% in the way. Look, let's see if I can see him.
A little bit.
I see like a blurry little head.
What else? Anything else?
Star Wars Doyle. Is coming out. Witcher's tired. Coming out.
Picard? Well, yeah, but up since like 4.
How is that? Have you watched that?
It's Picard? Not out yet, but it's coming out soon, I think. Mm. Like beginning of next year.
Nice.
Super stoked about Picard. Young Sheldon and Neighborhood are both pretty good.
I like Young Sheldon. I've been watching it since it came out.
I don't know
out.
What Neighborhood is.
It's like a white family moves into a black neighborhood.
Oh, with Cedric.
Cedric the Entertainer. Yeah, it is very over the top to the point where I feel annoyed sometimes watching it, but it's still funny though.
It's a little, it runs on the line of racism, which is where Doyle likes to live.
Yeah.
It's too racist.
What?
Well, it follows that line of like black people can't be racist. Have you heard of that? It's really stupid.
Yeah, it is. But I can agree with that.
That show has
everybody
a lot
can
to
be racist.
That.
Yeah.
According to that show, black people can be racial, but not racist.
That's weird.
That's not true.
A lot of older Mexicans are racist as fuck.
Like literally,
a lot of younger Mexicans are racist.
Like literally in the news, like black nationalists shot Jews earlier this week. So. Yeah.
Pretty racial.
Yeah, it's pretty racist.
Yeah, they're just not very good shots. We don't know.
No,
they were trying to shoot other black people.
Oh, that's fucked up.
Sun got in their eyes.
Just shut up.
Took a Jew out.
Just shut up.
Wow.
Fuck, Juan. I did
what?
That.
Yeah,
on
yeah,
purpose.
I know. I was like, yeah. What did I do? Oh, man.
Oh, man.
I'll have to show you that Paul Rodriguez bit. About that, something along that line. So yeah. He's talking about white people shooting up schools, and he's talking about how they got good equipment and shit, and how many drive-bys Mexicans would have to do to shoot fucking 20 people.
One.
If they shot at, like, I don't know, 1996 Honda Civic.
I'll have to show you. It's funny. It's funny. Anything else?
I don't know, man.
I think we're running out of steam.
I think so.
I've said by a calendar too many times.
You did.
By calendar's boobies. By calendar.
I haven't posted today's picture yet, but if you flash the camera, I bet somebody will buy a camera.
Please don't flash the camera. That will get us taken immediately down.
You guys being shut down.
I don't need to be in Facebook jail for 30 days.
Yeah, you got to friend people you don't know.
Well, yeah, a bunch of them watched. Michael Lingle says hi, by the way.
Hi, Michael. I miss him.
Spy.
I miss him.
He's forever known as the spy.
He is the spy.
He's not a spy.
Nope, he is.
He is.
And we beat Z2. And on that note, everybody, thank you for listening to Thinking Outside the Long
so
Box.
Fucked
this
up.
Has been episode 166.
Does anybody know why they quit?
No.
No?
This was Tim. He's not here anymore.
Yeah. Fuck
why
Tim.
Is he so tall?
This is Tim. I've been Gabe. That's my wife, Mel.
I'm Doyle.
I'm Juan.
Be sure to check us out www.totlb.com or totlb.com/shop to get our new boudoir calendar for 2020. Can you please stop pushing me away
from
the mic?
There's other cool things in our shop.
There
if you
are.
Order late, we'll just label it 2021. We'll give a fuck. Days might be a little off.
Here's the thing. I really want to do another one. I don't care how many we sell. I really want to. I'm literally, and I'm not even fucking around, when we buy these calendars, I will be in the hole probably like $200. So, but it's fun. It's no. But I mean, I think it's cool, and I want to do it again. But I want to share that with people.
Yeah.
Oh man. So.
No, you're not gonna share it with us.
Oh, it's a private message. I don't want to share it out loud.
Oh, it's a private message. Yeah, that's what's happening.
When it goes bing, that's a.
That's why I was like, all of a sudden, I can hear your computer.
It's weird. Yeah, it's just that one thing. I'll tell you in a second.
So what he didn't tell you about Knives Out is that so.
The Clue movie.
Yeah. So Hannah and I went to go see it, right? And I was like,
I guess this is how we're ending the show.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. We were.
Okay.
But then you started it back over.
Sorry. I thought he was done. I don't pay attention to Juan. Anyhow, so I
wasn't even talking.
I know.
I go in and I was like, two tickets for Knives Out. And he goes, you know it's PG-13. And Hannah goes, yes, I know it's PG-13. And he goes, wouldn't you rather see something like Frozen? Because Frozen 2's out. And she goes, do I look like I want to see Frozen 2? And she goes, I want to see Zombieland 2. But it's an hour and a half past my bedtime, so I can't go see it. So two for Knives Out, please. And he's like, yes, ma'am.
Frozen 2 was okay.
I wish when he said, don't you want to see Frozen 2, she would have been like, nah, bitch. I know, but it would have been amazing.
And they would have been kicked out.
Yeah, right. Anyway, visit us, www.totlb.com. We've all said our names already.
Yeah.
And bye.
Bye.
Bye, calendar. Bye.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Thinking Outside the Long Walks podcast. Join us on Facebook and Twitter to get behind-the-scenes information for exclusive content and to be notified when new episodes are available. The thoughts and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the individual and do not necessarily represent or reflect those of the Thinking Outside the Long Walks podcast, Barron Space Productions, its partners, or affiliates. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is made available by its creators, Juan, John, and Gabe. The podcast is edited and produced by Juan, and Albie is the co-executive producer. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is a Barron Space production.